Hello everyone, and welcome. My name is Yochai Kuryadi. I'm a technical evangelist working for Microsoft. Today, it's not going to be about Windows Phone Show. It's not going to be a Windows show. It's going to be somewhere in between. And mainly we're going to see an application called the Flashcards .show, and it's a part of a .show application that we're going to touch a little bit later. But the idea of the app is that you can actually create decks and play with them, and the nice thing is you can share them. You can share them with friends and family, whoever you want. You can share them on the web, and obviously you can share them on the phone. So instead of me just going to talk about it, let's just actually see the app. So I'm going to run the app. It's already installed on my machine. It's a WPF app. It's native to Windows. And when I run the flashcard, the first thing you'll see is this little pop-up over here, and that was basically indicating that we are running on a ClickOnce application for .NET. So over here you see the flashcard.show, and it's a great app. It basically lets you build a deck of cards. And with a deck of cards, you can actually go in and into a learning mode, which is a learning game. And you can see here we got a parrot, and you can flick between different cards. And for each card, you can actually flip the card, and you go in and you can say, hey, this is a Jaguar. It says it's written Jaguar, and also it's actually going to talk and basically speak out and gonna say a Jaguar.
This is a Jaguar.
So we got a bunch of other games as well on the flashcard. We got a matching game, we got a memory game. We got a bunch of decks over here. So if we go for the memory game for the flowers, it will build up the screen. And now basically you need to go ahead and try and play with it. And here is a rose, and we just need to figure out where is the rose around here. Obviously it will be the last card that I flip, obviously. So here is the rose, and we got a match, and hallelujah. So as you see, it's a very nice application. It's very simple. It wasn't meant to be anything special. It's part of the .show app. The .show applications are a set of 4 or 5 Windows applications that we have created to show how easy it is to create Windows application, how to take advance of new Windows 7 features, like for example the taskbar over here. So you see I got my recent decks that I've watched. I can actually manage decks, as we'll see in a second, and so forth. Also work with the application also uses touch. If you have a touch enabled hardware, you'll be able to use touch with this application. And it's really cool. You can actually go in and learn stuff. You have the alphabet over here, so my kid actually goes into, you know, capital A, small A, and actually can go here and hear the sound of the letter, and they go ahead and they play, and they can do matching, and it's really, really nice. So as I said, this is a very simple app, but you can actually do some cool stuff with it. Beside the 3 or 4 decks that you see here, another thing you can do with the application, you can edit your decks. Right-clicking on the icon will actually show you the different tasks you can do. You can go into different decks as we've seen before, but you can also manage your deck. So I go in, manage my deck, I launch the application, and I can go in and manage specific decks. I go to the animal deck, and as you can see, I got several decks. I got a deck here, and I got all the cards. I can go in and flip between the different cards. As you can see here, I got this this control that actually allow you to quickly rotate between the cards, and if you have touch, it's really nice. It works great. You can go into any card, and card has 2 sides, as you can see. On any side, you can actually put anything from this menu. So I can put a photo, I can put a website, which is basically a link. There is a text over here, there is sound over here, and anything. You can actually play with the size, you can rotate this. So if you have a touch enabled device, you can actually do different gestures, and it's pretty good. You can save the deck, and everybody are happy. But another thing you can do with the deck is you can basically share a deck. So you can either share a deck from the admin or from the edit mode, or you can actually share a deck directly from where you're playing. Click over here on this button, you will basically pop up, it will be shown with this pop-up dialog, and the dialog basically lets you can upload your deck. And we are using Azure, we are uploading our deck, we're using the Microsoft Cloud, and we are uploading into Windows Azure, and you'll be able to share that. Now, once you hit the accept, fill your name and click the send it, basically what will happen is it launches your default mail application. In our case, it's Outlook. I'm not going to launch Outlook right now, but basically you'll get something which looks very similar to this email, where you can actually have a link Overseer, you can see here, basically here is the cloud app. It's the flashcard that show. And this link, if you click the link, basically what happened is you can actually share the deck. Clicking the link will launch IE. And as you see here, we are downloading the deck. And right now, within IE, we're having a Silverlight application that lets you basically play with the deck, play the deck, and enjoy the deck, like, you know, it, like if you're running on your Windows as a regular Windows application, you can run the learning game, learn the different flowers that we have, you have the matching game, as well as the memorying game. So here is the tulip. Where's the tulip? Over here. Great, I don't think I know anything else. I don't probably know the roses. It's Valentine today, right? It's Monday. Probably gonna see it on Wednesday, but never mind that. We got memory game, and so all the games are working pretty much the same experience. But if you want to edit the deck, for example, or anything like that, you can't really do that. You can't really share. Basically, if you're trying to do anything beyond just playing with the deck on the Silverlight experience, we'll show you this dialogue, and through this dialogue, basically, you can go up and get the desktop version, and it will simply, you know, through click once, we'll just download the app and install it seamlessly on your computer. So basically, you've closed the loop because now you can actually send it to anyone who doesn't even have the app. You can still enjoy the application, watching and playing the playing with the deck on his browser. And then if he wants to do anything fancy, like edit the deck or create a new deck, he can actually go in, get the desktop version, and enjoy the application. So obviously, we got WPF for Windows, we got Silverlight for the web, so we got it on the web as well. And the next, you know, common, you know, the next scenario which we want to target basically is phone. So luckily, we basically build the same application running for Windows Phone. So over here I have the emulator. The application is already running, but I can actually show you the experience. So once you run, once you install the application on Windows Phone, you can actually go ahead and launch it. And what we see here, we have a list of decks. Right now I just preloaded one deck. Later I can show you how I'm actually going to load another deck. I can go into the deck, and basically it's very much the same experience as you would expect either on Windows or in your browser. You can go in and, you know, enjoy the learning the game, so you can actually see the different flowers. You can click, the card will flip. You can do some fancy gesture. You can either use the button, or you can actually use gestures as well. Gestures work. So you can flip between the cards. And obviously the games themselves, like matching and memory games, work. You see here, we show a little bit less cards, but we still show the, you know, the card, and you can play with it. And every time you run, you'll have random cards. And as you see, basically it's the same game. I have no idea where is the rose, but we'll figure, oh, here's the rose. So it here. Okay, my memory still works. So as you see, pretty much the same experience across different platform. We got it on Windows, we got it on the web, and we got it on the phone. And the thing I want to show you, basically, I'm going to take you behind the scenes, show you the code a little bit, and explain to you how easy, what were the difficult, and how we can actually share a lot of the code and a lot of the good stuff that we learned, and you can leverage your .NET skills and your WPF experience with Silverlight and Silverlight on the phone, and basically show you the developer experience behind the scenes of this application. So just before we dive into the code, let me actually show you where you can download the code. So if you go into codemsdnmicrosoft.com/flashcards, you can actually go into the flashcard.show, and you can see we got the version 2. We already released the first version. This is the second version. You can see the app. If you go to the download tab, basically you can go ahead and you got basically a zip file where you can download the entire application. Once you download and open on Visual Studio, you'll need to, before you do that, you need to install the phone tools and probably the cloud tools as well. But once you've gone through all the prerequisites, you will have this solution open with all these projects. And what I want to show you, I want to walk you through the project, explaining exactly what each project, show you some little bit of samples on each project, and then move on. So we got all the UI code, for example, we got all the UI. So we got the flashcards, .UI for the phone, for the Silverlight, and for WPF. We also got the view model, because we're using MVVM, model view view model, which we basically started with WPF, so this is obviously how we build the app, but then when we ported to Silverlight, we kept that design pattern, and then we took it also as well to Silverlight on the phone. So we got our view, and we got the view model for phone, Silverlight, and WPF again, And over here, we basically got our cloud applications, or the cloud piece for this application, supporting the app. So as I told you guys, we started with the view model for WPF. The first version of the app was WPF. And basically what you see here, you see the model of the application. You got the cards, you got the pair of the cards, you got the deck of cards, you got all the logic of the app, display, the game itself, and so forth. I'm not going to walk through that at all. What I do want to show you, for example, if you go to the Silverlight view model, basically you see we got a bunch of, we got basically the same structure. You see basically the little arrows over here, which are saying that these are links to a different file. So if I click F4 for the properties, you can actually see that the actual file that we are using basically comes from the view model of the WPF application. So we are not duplicating, we're not copying the file, we're just linking to the files, and we can do it very easily. So basically this is the Silverlight, and if you go to the phone, basically it's the same. So the phone view model, again, just links references to the files of the WPF view model. Basically it's the same view model for all three platforms, which makes sense. The reason that we actually needed to have different DLLs or different projects is because we needed to create different assemblies. Because the WPF runtime uses the full .NET 3.5 or 4 runtime, either the full or the client. But it's a different runtime than Silverlight. And the Silverlight one is somewhat different from the phone, so basically we need to compile, even if it's the same file, we need to compile it through three different targets. But the nice thing about the way that this project, the solution was architected, is that we could completely reuse the view model altogether. So besides the server configuration and maybe another file and a couple of ifdefs, basically the view model is identical for the WPF version, for the Silverlight, and for the phone version, which is super great. The next one I want to show you basically is the UI. So if I go to the UI on the phone, so again I will open, and as you can see the UI on the phone, again, most of the files, if you actually go with pretty much most of the files, are again being referenced to a different file. So the clip file over here is actually, if you look at these properties, you will see that the clip file, for example, comes from the flashcard.ui.silverlight project. So it comes from a different project. Again, we need to compile it to address the Windows Phone runtime, but we're not going to duplicate the code, we're not going to copy the file, we're not going to make one change and worry about where are the other changes going to manifest with a different platform. We're simply linking to the file, so it's the same file. And it's great. As you can see, most of the UI, like the commands and the controls and converters, most of the UI, even some of the resources and some of the styles that we have, we could copy the XAML and the CSS as well. We can actually link to them, which is great. However, on the UI, we have some issues that we cannot just reference a different XAML file, for example. So we cannot just go ahead and point into the Silverlight or to the WPF XAML. And for the phone, we actually had to go in, and for the different views, which are the pages that we have, we actually created our own pages. So we created a new XAML file for every page. And we also created the controls, basically, for the actual page. We'll see it in a second. Unfortunately, XAML doesn't really behave very well when you're trying to reference or link to different files. There is no ifdef within XAML as of today. So we didn't really have a lot of choice. And it wasn't really that frustrating because we can still use a lot of the stuff, styles, and we can use part of the controls, or at least, you know, the idea of how to use them and how to write them. We did have to actually copy-paste a couple of the files or the, you know, context of the files, but it's not really that bad. So all in all, what you see here is a great experience. You got the Windows application, you got the IE version of the app, which is basically the same app, just running on IE. You got the same experience, you got the same experiences, you can play the same games, and you also got the phone version of the app, right? All running .NET, all basically compiled a version of WF and Silverlight. And as you can see in through the code, you can actually reuse a bunch of your skill set. You could reuse a ton of your code, and you can just spread it across, you know, all three platforms using the cloud as the one that makes everyone stick together. And it's a pretty cool app. So go ahead, download the app, have fun and enjoy with that. Full source, you get the full source of the application there for WPF, for Silverlight, for phone, and for the cloud. Go ahead, enjoy, send us feedback, and thank you for watching this video.